You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, as heard on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network, brought to you by Tom and Bubba of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
And there we go. Good morning, everybody. How are you doing today? Good morning, Casey. How are you, man?
Exhausted, man.
Yeah, I bet you are, man. It's been a long week. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, everywhere around the world. We apologize for getting to you late today. We've had 2 weeks of back-to-back technical difficulties here in the studio. Casey ran in to take care of it. And we appreciate him getting in here and helping us out. Casey, thanks very much for all your hard work and dedication, man. Certainly appreciate it, brother.
Someone's got to do it.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. Last night, we are without our co-host, Bubba, the master today. He was here this morning, but he left a little bit early. He was not feeling so well. We need to all wish him a very happy birthday yesterday. They kept it going until 4 o'clock this morning, Casey. I got out at around two.
Hey, my girlfriend came back in town from Vero yesterday around, I want to say like 6 o'clock. And I was like, hey, Bubba invited us to a party, and she's like, nah, it's probably over.
No, it's definitely not over.
The monkey was loose.
Yeah, the monkey got loose last night for sure, man. He sure, man, well, we're going to talk a little bit about that, too. It's going to be different without Bub here. We've never done a show where we weren't together, man. I've either called in remotely, and Bub's been in the studio, but there's never been one show in the history of this company.
We should have him call in.
He could, but I'm sure Bub's asleep right now, man. That's but he could call in. Morning, ladies and gentlemen, everywhere around the world. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. The one and only Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique.com. Right there at 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. It's just the most interesting boutique you've ever seen. Casey, you've been there. It's an amazing place, isn't it?
Yep.
Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. I doubt you will see the beautiful Robin and Layla there today because one's in New York and one's probably hungover. I'm gonna venture a guess there. Miss Outlaw Boutique, for the finest apparel in any boutique anywhere around the world, 561-660-6695, or on the web and Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. Monkey in Paradise, monkeyinparadise.com. The monkey was loose last night at Bub's place for his 29th birthday, man. It's a great time. There's a lot of people there, man. And it was the disco lights got going, man, and the music got going, and we had people, I mean, ball players and all kinds of crazy stuff going on over there, man.
I bet people couldn't even drive by that little road.
Oh, it was crazy. Very, very good time, man. TonyRienzi.com, exotic car guru and salesman to the stars. He was in the house last night along with HGTV's Flip It TV star, Brian Reams. He was in the house with us last night. We had a good time, man. Really good time. And again, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. We will be at Cars and Coffee tomorrow, Casey. As you know, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and rally team will be there from 7:30, I think we have to set up to 7:30 to 12 tomorrow.
Yeah. I think it starts at 9. They want us there at 8.
Is that what it is?
I think okay. So. That's what I heard in Bub's office yesterday.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a good time, ladies and gentlemen. They've asked us to headline that event. And they would like, they asked us to please set up as we do when we're out racing. So we're going to take the tour bus down. We're going to take the our towing rig down, let everybody see the inside of the trailer, how we live inside that trailer, what goes on, give them a very personal inside look at the tour bus. They're not allowed in the master bedroom, naturally. That's an off limits area. Mom said no. So we'll open that, let people see the bus, see the, you know, what do we tow with? You know, what is it like? You know, we are headed by the four-time World Rally Champion, Mr. Gio Hammerbeck, who is racing today. We're racing.
It's actually out at the firm.
Yes, we're at the firm today. That's
correct.
I think
it's a Rally X, right?
The Rally X, that's correct. We are number one in the point standing. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race team is number one in the point standings up there, and we are killing it currently up there. So we're doing really, really well. We went racing, Casey, as you know. You were doing a lot of filming and behind-the-scenes stuff, and you've been real busy this week, brother.
Hey, man, that Under the Lights Thursday night.
How'd you like it, man?
That was nice. They brought out the Turbonetics Mustang. Man, that thing was ripping it.
And you know what's... You know
sucks they didn't have good tires on it. They had the... Not track tires. They had, like, street tires on it, right?
Yeah, it did. And you know what was really cool, Casey, is, first of all, I need to thank you for all your hard work, man, from the bottom of my heart. You have been... You've been grinding around the clock 24-7 for the last 2 weeks. You're tired. You've revamped everything here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You're pumping out episodes left and right, man. You're doing video production, audio production. You're at every event, and you never complain, man. And I can't thank you enough, man.
What is there to complain about? That's what I love to do.
Well, and you're very, very good at it. Very good at it. So I want to thank you very, very much for all the hard work. You're doing the work of several people, and it's not an easy job. But you know what? On the other side of the coin, you know, I'm sure we'll see Matt back at some point. You know, he's just up in New York and stuff like that. So it's all good. I know you'll hold the fort down. It's a lot of fun, man. I mean, racing under the lights Thursday night was a lot of fun, wasn't it? What was the experience like for you?
Me? It was hectic.
Yeah.
I was everywhere. I was at turn nine. Next thing you know, I'm in my car. I saw you flooring it across the padding to turn five.
Yeah.
I got to my car Friday morning after Thursday night's event. And I look on the side of it, and there's mud splash all up.
Was it really, man?
It's all a mud field back there on the other side of the track.
Going back towards the front side of the turns? By five?
Yeah, by five.
Interesting. I didn't know that. I saw you moving around very aggressively and very quickly. We did have four of the Marlins players out there. Brett Lilac was out there. Chevis Hoover was out there. A couple of the other boys were out there. They got out in the car with Gio as well. I actually went out in the car with Gio, our rally car. And it was, I want to say we raced from what, 4 to 10, and the laps went hot at 6, right? So
I don't remember the schedule.
6 to 10 was pretty much lap time. I went out with two of the, I so much to talk about. I drove both of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches. My 981 is fast.
You guys were a little too fast out there.
Yeah, I got in trouble. I did get in trouble. So did you hear Tony Franco from Hooked on Driving?
I was on the bus when he came in.
Yeah. And he tried to play it off really cool, man. But I had that adrenaline dump, and it's like hunting down prey, man, when you're out there on that track. But the 981 handled very, very well. Then I got in Bub's Porsche, and I knew what it was all about at that point. It was crazy. It was extremely fast, and I was just lapping traffic, man. It was amazing, man. It was a crazy time. Then we had a call go out for the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics Mustang. It is the world's only 600 horsepower stock block drop-in EcoBoost turbo car. That car is officially going to be unveiled all new. At SEMA, and we're going through a bunch of updates to it, but
a lot of cars going out there.
Yeah, we've got 7 going, man.
It's gonna be a busy, hectic period of time.
It is, man. It really is. And Tony Franco, who owns Hooked on Driving, really good guy, man. They were up. They put on a top shelf event. Everybody, you need to check out Hooked on Driving. Just Google Hooked on Driving and Tony Franco. They put out a call. The Turbonetics Mustang was out last week, and it was racing at Homestead, and the Shelby group wanted it out there, and it was hunting down the Shelby cars and eating them up. It was hunting down the GT3 cars.
A beast.
It is, isn't it, man? So Tony put out a call. We went down and picked it up, pulled it, brought it in for Tony to drive, and Bub drove it as well. And when he came off the track, he said, "Dad, it's faster and it handles better than both the Porsches."
He loved it.
And so did Tony, man. I mean, it was just, it's amazing how well that car drives. And speaking of cars, I wanted to clarify something the other day. We were talking, Bub and I were talking out front. I think I may have made a mistake in the way I put something across. It was brought to my attention. So I want to apologize for it and I want to address it. One of the things we were talking about was buying a Corvette, okay, and moving, how you move assets back and forth to get in and out of those things. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that was said inappropriately, was, you know, that I would be getting rid of the Benz, my Benz, for a Corvette. And that's not the case. That's not the case at all. So I want to make sure that everybody knows that's clarified. The Benz doesn't go for a Corvette. I'm just not allowed to do it, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm trying to look at a picture from under the lights of a Riley car going around 9 with Gio Hammerback in the.
You had a really good picture of that. Gio, your eye for photography is just like that, man. And
his eye for me on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. I mean, he saw me taking a picture and he flipped up a peace sign and it's right in the picture. I'm trying to look for it right now.
Right on. Yeah. Let's see if we can see that. So, ladies and gentlemen, that had to be clarified. The other thing that I was talking about, I had a couple years ago broken my ankle. We were at dinner down in Jupiter, and I was coming out of, like, I think it was Guanabana's, and I stepped off the side of the sidewalk and snapped my ankle. There was some concern about that. When
was the monkey loose?
No, the monkey wasn't loose at that time. It was not loose. There was some concern about me being able to drive with my left ankle, and that's what I was referring to. We made it through very, very well. A lot of the shifting on those cars is done what we call paddle shifting, and it's up on the steering wheel itself. So you upshift and downshift through those areas right there. It's electronically done.
I can't find it.
There was some great cars out there, man. They had a Hellcat out there. That guy was just eating it up with the black Hellcat. That thing was pretty monstrous, man. He was doing a good job. The GT3 cars were out there running really strong as well. The white Porsche was doing a beautiful job, wasn't it, man?
What was that one car? The hooked on driving Mercedes they brought out?
That thing's radical. They've got 23 of those cars. They're professionally made race cars.
I saw from the inside. Did you? Everything was gutted in there. Mm-hmm. They had the roll bars in there.
Yeah, yeah. Everything. And all 23 of those cars are going to be coming to Bubba's Exotic Motorsports for brake upgrades. We're going to be doing Brembo brake upgrades. It's part of the evolution into the new, exotics and classic cars. And we have an Alfa Romeo coming up this week as well. One of the 2Cs coming up, 2015, and doing some wheel and tire combinations. So a lot of great stuff evolving and taking place here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, man. It's very, very exciting, man. So the racing went really well. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and rally team will be on display for you to see at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall from 8 till noon. We will have the whole race set up there. Everything will be put together. You'll be able to tour the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports trailer. You'll see how we set it up, all the things that are going out there. The race and rally car will be coming back from Rally X today. No, late tonight, right, Casey? It comes back tonight, doesn't it?
Tonight or tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning. Those guys are going to be
exhausted,
man. I think
they're stopping
by
Hammerback's house on the way home.
Yeah, yeah. Good morning to Phil and Steph, or Mike and Steph out there. They were at the Bubs party last night, and they were putting it away too, having a great time, man.
Yeah, I was at home.
Yeah. Why didn't you come, man? You should have come up there.
I haven't seen my girlfriend in a week.
Really?
So
I know how that can be, man. That can be tough.
Plus, we were both exhausted. I mean, she was.
Where'd you go?
Life for Youth Camp at Vero Beach.
Oh, really?
She was counseling because they had a counselor call out.
All right.
So.
Oh, that's very cool, man.
She was up in Vero all week.
Well, that was a good investment in kids, right?
Yep.
Investment in kids, right? So, well, that's good, man. I appreciate that she did that. I would like to get Gio Hammerback on the phone, who is our rally car driver. We can put out a call to him. If you can text him the studio number. You've got his number, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's text him in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome to join us as well today. We will open up the mics today, 714-242-5166. 714-242-5166.
Too fast. One more time.
714-242-5166.
Okay.
There you go. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsche, 981 Porsche, is being prepped for tomorrow. I know the tour bus is now cleaned up and ready to go for tomorrow. You guys did all that yesterday, got a prep.
Dude, Thursday was a rocking day, man. This place was like an anthill that had got stepped on.
Tell everybody about that.
So fast. We were short two people. We got, what was it, 4 or 5 cars detailed and washed. The RV was detailed and washed. We had the RV inside cleaned up. We hooked up the satellite. We did maintenance on all the cars.
Maintenance on the bus.
Maintenance on the bus. Oh, dude, that generator.
What a nightmare, man.
You know, $2,000. What's his name from next door?
Donnie, yeah.
Donnie, yeah, he came over. And Mike asked him how much it would be, and
$2,000, $3,000 for a belt that snapped on the generator.
Like a $40 belt.
Yeah, $40
belt. Most of it's labor.
Actually, it was $12.62 our cost. So it, so that, that we got that done. Like I said, the as you know, did you get a hold of Gio there?
He says no.
Huh? He says what?
No.
No, he's not calling in. Let's see. We need to get live
video.
He
might be busy. Okay. Okay. It's crazy up there.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's it's just great. He'll probably have Alex calling. But we always have to keep that master bedroom door shut. That's off limits back there.
The rest of the, do you guys fix that? Because I know you guys sanded that short.
Yeah, yeah.
The, once it's on an incline.
It... Yeah, yeah. Bub took it off and got it all squared away. Yeah, yeah. So what we're referring to.
One day it was open. I went in there and I shut it. And I was doing something and it reopened behind me. I was like.
And the thing is, you got to keep that door open because the back air conditioning comes on and it keeps part of the bus cool.
Yeah.
But the fact is, it's off limits. It's not that master bedroom's not supposed to be.
We should put like a police do not cross.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, one of those, one of the police tape lines or something like that. Yeah. Do not cross, right? Something like that. So, so we will be there tomorrow. We ask everybody to please come out and join us there tomorrow at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall from 9 to 12, exit 71 here in South Florida. Man, it's going to be a good time, Casey. You're going to be there?
I'm going to try to make it out there. Yeah, definitely. Bring getting a lot out. Of pictures.
Yeah, man. Bring your girl with you.
Try to.
That's a great event. Have you done that event yet?
Cars and Coffee, no. Yeah. I've seen pictures from Matt.
That's a great event, man. That's a great event. Matt used to take the drone down there and fly around.
Yeah, I don't know how. I don't know.
No, no, you do really well with the production stuff, but you're just not taking the drone.
I don't know about the drone yet.
Yeah, exactly. So the they had a couple of drones up at the track the other night as well.
Speaking of up on the track.
Yeah.
Remember that one time Matt flew it on top of the like above the track.
Oh, I do, man.
He got.
Yep, I do. Yep.
And then
yep.
he almost hit that one pole.
The pole, he turns around and there it was right there. He's very proficient with flying. Matt
that,
is very,
that drone's
very good.
Got a mind of its own.
For the price tag, man, and it's supposed to be able to fly itself and do all the good stuff by itself, you would think that it would do what it was supposed to do. But I was out on the track with Gio. It was like 2 minutes to 10. Tim Wood, the Marlins pitcher, was going to go with Gio. We were in the rally car. And he's got a hunt and prey mentality on the track as well. And he took our E36 platform BMW in case of the heat.
I'll flip to the picture. He, picture of the M3 on there.
Is there really? Oh, let's see if we can show that to you. All right, that's there we go. There's the Mustang. There's the M3 right there.
Setup, yep.
Yep, there's the rat. That's actually, ladies and gentlemen, the rally setup just around the trailer itself there. You can see the jacks out there. The graphics were all over the trailer, you know,
sorry,
all of that good stuff. That's okay, no problem, man. But this is the kind of stuff you'll see out there tomorrow at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall, man. We'll be out there.
We're gonna be all set up as if we were at the track.
That's what we're gonna do, yeah. And just let the public come in and see it. We're gonna do autographs at 10 o'clock, so people come down, we'll do autographs. We're actually gonna do them on these comp cards you've put together, and we're gonna do it that way.
Like, what, 400 of them?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's gonna be a busy day tomorrow, man. And then we've got a really crazy week coming up as well, man. A lot of stuff going through the paint and body shop. We've revamped that as well. We decided what we're going to do to expedite some of these projects was take on an outside paint and body facility. So we've been, as you know, sliding them out the door, getting them painted and putting them back out there again quickly, man. You know, unjam some of that log jam back there, right? A lot of paint and body work goes on here, doesn't it?
And it's slow process.
It is, man. And people don't
realize how slow it was. Like when I was in a car accident, I would call the shop over and over and over again, like, what's going on?
Yep.
Like, and now that I'm here and I'm picking up those phones, I understand what's going on.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. Absolutely. And we made one new addition to the Bubs Exotic Motorsports family. We asked Stephanie, who is our head tech's girlfriend, to please join us to help us at the front desk. And
she's doing a phenomenal job.
She's done a very good job, man. Robin does an amazing job as well. But you know, she's gotten right up in there and started putting it together. And Robin just wants to go pursue other career endeavors, and I understand that. And we wish her luck in doing that. You know, her background is she has a master's in skincare, and that's what she likes to do. So it's better than dealing with cars.
skin cars.
Yeah.
Completely different things.
Kind of different things, aren't they, man? So, but they're a lot of fun, man. They're both are an awful lot of fun.
And both require high maintenance.
Yeah, they do. They do. And the fact is, you know, this was not Robin's chosen career field. She's been here with us for 3 years to get this thing off the ground. And, you know, it was time for her to, you know, go out and kind of get into what she wanted to do, you know?
Definitely.
So you just, you know, you support that. You stand behind it and you support it. And you've got the studio all set up in here, Casey, the new mic stands and everything, man. You've done a good job, buddy.
I tried.
Well, you've been very, very busy. So this week, I know we've got a couple big projects coming in. Some new paint projects are coming in as well. We're going to be pushing through there. We're wrapping up on one of the Ferraris that we were, the red Ferrari we've been doing for a while, the 308. That was the Magnum PI car.
That thing's been on the lid for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah, and the owner didn't understand just how much had to go into the car to get it fixed and get it done. You know, and he wants to start asserting his pressures on me. And I sent him an email. I said, look, bro, you ain't pressuring me. I don't need to put up with that, you know. My guys are out there in the heat putting that car together.
Oh, yeah.
It was being serviced at another facility, and when he brought it in, it would hardly run.
Speaking of being out in the heat, big props to Mikey on Thursday. I mean, he came back in from fixing that RV, and he almost...
He threw up. He was so hot, man, yeah. In the heat.
It's brutal out there.
Yeah, it was hot, man.
Hard worker.
It was hot. But you know what? It's no hotter in Virginia or anywhere in the Northeast. You know, it's just,
true.
You know, it's the same.
It's the humidity.
It's the humidity, man. That's what it is sometimes. And everybody gets it. Up Northeast, it gets really bad, man.
Oh, yeah.
It gets really, really bad. So we're blessed. We're okay, man. Everything's good. But he was an animal. He worked. Everybody worked, man. Thursday was a really, it's like you said, you stepped on an anthill, right?
Yep.
It was a very
they all busy. Come out.
Yep. The phones were ringing. Things were flying around. I mean, clients were in and out. Bub was doing stuff. You were doing stuff. I was doing stuff.
I mean, I wasn't even behind my desk. I was helping the guys out there moving stuff around and
how about that,
putting stuff on lifts. And
it's a busy day, wasn't it, man?
Driving out, grabbing cars, bringing them back.
Yeah, you guys went out and shuffled two cars around, right? Didn't you go? You went and got the dually, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dually from Bubba's house.
And then we
house.
Went to go get.
We went and got the Jaguar from my place.
Yep,
that's correct. And Seth, I think, over at Monkey in Paradise has the Jaguar now. So I think he's going to Cars and Coffee tomorrow. I need to get a folder out of that car. So I left sitting between the seats. I need that one night next week. So remind me, unless he comes up. And I'll forget. I could have gotten it last night at Bub's party, but it just, there were so many people in and out of there last night, man. It was just crazy, right? Crazy time. You'd have known if you'd have been there.
Yeah, no, I didn't go.
No, I know you didn't, man.
Bummer.
I know you did. I know you didn't. So
I knew it was going to be serious when he left and he turned around and came back inside the shop, went straight to the back and grabbed the two bottles of MIP sitting back there.
Is that what he did?
Yep. Okay. Well. Started laughing.
Oh, well, man. Well, I'll tell you this much. Mad props to Bub because, you know, he is a young man of immense talent. That poor young man has been under a tremendous, tremendous amount of stress. He's just been under a lot of stress. I'll just put it that way.
It's been a stressful environment lately.
Yes, it has.
At least the stuff's getting done.
Yeah, it's been very stressful.
You got to do what you got
to do. Yeah, you do. And he doesn't complain, as you know. He doesn't pop. He keeps it all together, man. He really holds it down.
And if anything, he goes in his office and shuts his door.
And shuts his door. Yeah, he doesn't yell and scream.
Just leave him be for a little bit.
Yep, and that's just it. He doesn't yell. He doesn't scream. He doesn't. He doesn't get upset. He doesn't. He just doesn't. And
that's how we all need to be.
Well, I'm trying to get better about it. I know that I had a couple meltdowns this week, didn't I?
Yeah. It happens with the stress.
Yeah, it does. But I did have a couple meltdowns. I'm trying to get better and better and better and better. At it myself. I want to be a little quieter and a little calmer about things. You know,
the whole team can definitely help you out with that. I mean,
yeah, I get.
We'll let you know when you get a little too much, a little too stressed.
Please
we'll
do.
Say, go back to your office
and
calm
you know,
down and come back.
I've noticed that's what a lot of people do. They just kind of say, you know what, go away, just calm down. You know, and I apologize.
And then you'll come back out and everything will be fine.
Yeah, I apologize. And that's it. I was freaking out Thursday because there was so much, Casey, that we had to do, man.
Greg had it all under control. Everything was moving smooth. I mean, some stuff got done a little slower than we expected, but I mean,
yeah,
it is what it is. It's part of the business.
It is part of the business. And I'm trying to catch up with everybody here, but my phone just has a hard time when we're live, man. I like to answer people. Good morning to Gio out there, Chris Burke. Good morning to everybody out there, man. Everybody's out there watching us today. But And I apologize, Bub's not here, ladies and gentlemen, but it was his birthday and we had to give him that time off. So we had to make a couple clarifications about cars and broken ankles and stuff like that. But that's all. It's all done. So it's all good. No cars are being sold. And I was able to.
You're about to bag the show.
Yeah, I was. I was. And you were like, just calm down. We'll get it taken care of. We'll get you there. It's not a big deal, right?
I said, technology works slower when you're in a rush.
It does, man. I never heard it put that way. And I mean, it's like you've been giving me new episodes every day, every day, every day, right?
Oh, it's stressful back there. My computer, sometimes it'll say like 48 hours to export. So I just walk away. I'll come back and it was done in like 15.
Really?
Yeah, it happens.
Not bad, man. Not bad.
Technology's a pain in the...
It is. For me, I just want to sit down and be done and do my job. My job as an entertainer is talk and to you know, teach, mm-hmm. you know, and educate. And for me, running a board, I don't understand. I don't want to understand. It's not. I want to be proficient at what I do. I don't want to operate a board. And you
definitely.
Do it. You do it very, very well, man. So you do it extremely well, man. So a lot of good things going on down at Miss Outlaw Boutique as well, man. Those girls are killing it over there, man. New inventory coming in and out. They're going to the big Las Vegas show here in August, the second week of August, to bring everybody new products. They're just doing a really good job, man. Really, really good job down there. So
I'm going to go grab something.
What are you going to grab, Casey?
You'll see.
Uh-oh. So the producer's going to go grab something. That's a good idea, Casey. We'll have those with us tomorrow. The Grassroots Motorsports books. We'll have these with us tomorrow. These are a great, great, great guide, ladies and gentlemen. This is done by Grassroots Motorsports. It comes with a bumper sticker. Each one of these comes with a bumper sticker. And these Trackside, it's called the Trackside Companion. And this we can get you this in your hands. Okay, they're free from Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You can also get them tomorrow. We'll have them. People can pick these up tomorrow at the Cars and Coffee event. Who's out there?
Craig.
Oh, okay. He's out there.
All the same thing.
Tell Craig to come in here. Craig, come on in here.
He can hear us.
Come on in, Craig. Have a seat. Sit down and join us. This is a great, ladies and gentlemen, this is, you hear a lot about Craig, who is my personal assistant and Bubba's personal assistant. So my life basically does not run. Craig, put your headset on, man.
You want to try that headset?
Right, there you go, man. There you go. Put the cord on the left side of on your left side. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Craig.
That's a big head.
Yeah, that is. Can you hear yourself in there, Craig?
No.
Let's see if we can get you some volume over there. How about that? Can you hear yourself?
Hello.
Can you hear? Talk into your mic right there.
Hello.
There you go. Hello. I can hear you. Can you hear? Casey will take care of you there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Craig. He is my personal assistant, and he is Bub's personal assistant as well. He is the one who makes sure that everything that goes on around here gets done. And he takes care of everything from, you know, I mean, just everything. He takes care of everything. Make sure he's got a set of headphones. Where's the other set of headphones over there?
That's not even plugged in.
Okay, there you go. We'll plug these in. Just go straight into the box. Anyways, while they figure that out, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Trackside Companion from Grassroots Motorsports. This is a great little, they call it the Trackside Companion. It gives you everything you need to know about tuning your chassis, oversteer, understeer, how to drive your car. And if you pick one of these up, on the front of it, it says bring this book in to get 10% off any service, only at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You can pick your copy of these up. They're designed to go in your glove box, okay? And you can pick them up here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You can pick them up at the Outlets Mall tomorrow as well. And you can also call us or send us an email, sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, and we will send this book to you for free. So having technical difficulties with headphones? Is that right? But that's going right into the iRig, right? Okay, the Beats need to be plugged in and charged. This set right here will work just fine for you. So the Beats need to be charged. Bub has to plug those in and charge them. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a behind-the-scenes look at what we go through here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. There you go. See, this is the fun stuff that you deal with. So, and at least people get to see it live. That's the fun part of it, right?
At least your mic's on.
Yeah, at least your mic's on.
So it's all good.
Can you hear? So you can hear, Craig?
I can hear now. Yeah.
You just can't hear through. How was the party last night, Craig?
Oh man, it was outrageous.
Pull your mic over in front of you.
It was outrageous.
Was it really?
We had a really good time. Everybody got along. Everybody drank responsibly.
Right. The monkey was loose, wasn't it?
The monkey was really loose.
I know, man. I know.
There was a bunch of monkeys there.
The disco lights were going.
The disco lights were going. You had a smoke screen. Filled the whole house.
Did it?
Filled the whole house.
Yeah, it did, man. Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
It was.
We had a good time, though.
People partying in the backyard. People partying in the front
playing,
yard.
Playing cornhole. Playing beer pong.
I saw them out there playing, what do you call that? Beer pong?
Beer pong. Yeah, it was a good old time.
Stephanie was pretty good at that, man. She was pretty good. Layla was really doing good, man.
Oh, Layla. Oh yeah, she's amazing.
She's an amazing young lady, man. Yes, yeah. I'm very proud of her, man. Oh, yeah. She's
my sister.
Yeah, that's her. It's my daughter and your sister, and she's just she's an amazing young lady, ladies and gentlemen. If you have go to Miss Outlaw Boutique and check it out. That is her store over there, and they do an amazing job over there. They do a really really good job.
Right? By the way, ladies, you got to go there. She's got some bomb stuff.
She does. Right? Doesn't she? And I know we talk about it a lot on the show, but people don't know unless you go to Facebook to Miss Outlaw Boutique or look it up on the web.
You really don't know until you go there.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it, man? Oh, yeah. They've got a whole vibe going over there.
I got a 16-year-old daughter, and I got to keep her away from there.
Yeah. That's it. And it's always changing. What they do changes constantly, man. It's constant. Craig, big day tomorrow, right?
Oh, man. It's a big weekend.
Yeah, it is. Climb up on your mic, man, so people can...
It's a big weekend. Yeah. You know, it's rough, but hey, we do what we do.
It's going to be a big... It's been a long, long week, hasn't it?
Oh, right? Yeah. It's been a long very, week, very long.
Right? Nice. Yeah. It's been a long week, man. What did you think about racing under the lights Thursday? It was really exciting.
That was cool.
Was this cool?
Yeah. Oh, just really cool.
It was funny too because okay, so I'm going to tell on you, Craig.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here it comes.
Let the cat out of the bag.
So, the one thing that cannot be disputed, and I told Craig this last night. I don't know where I'd be without Craig. That's the long and short of it. He's been at my side for 5 years, and he has been through everything personally and professionally with me. And I would not. I wouldn't choose anybody else to do it. That's it.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
There is a
that's a strong bond right there.
Yeah. There is a level of confidence with Craig that I've never had ever, and no matter what, all roads lead back together with us. And I paid him that compliment last night.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, you did.
So it was you've never, Craig, stepped outside of the family bond and done anything to hurt anybody ever at the worst of times.
No.
At the worst of times, man.
I did take a break for a while and that kind of hurt, you know, but, hey, I'm back.
We hurt too, Craig. You know, we hurt bad.
Yeah. I'm back though.
We hurt bad.
It's all good though.
Yeah, it is. And all roads lead home, man. They all lead home.
Hey, we all got to have somebody, you know, you got to have somebody that cares about you.
Yep.
You know, and somebody that'll stick through you thick and thin.
Well, it's like, mom and Bub and I were talking to you, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, when you were gone, I used to come check on you.
That's what I heard. And I appreciate that.
So Thursday, it was really crazy in here. Thursday, that was an emotional moment. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm an emotional guy. I'm very sensitive to things.
We all know.
Thank you. but I'm the guy who walks around like Hitler, right? Thursday was crazy in here. And Craig has his own way and demeanor about him. There's no question. And he walks outside the boundaries sometimes, but that's how I do it. That's how I conduct myself. That's why we're successful. I don't play by rules. I make the rules. I make the path. I carve my journey because I manage a very successful man's career, and that's a handful.
Exactly.
So Thursday, we were on Fridays. We allow the guys to shut down at 2 o'clock and drink. It's kind of their celebration time for
some people.
Yes. It's kind of their celebratory time to relax.
Come in at 11, days over.
Yeah, exactly, man. I try to be really good to my people, man. And they put up with a lot from me. I'm very, very heavy pressure oriented, and I expect a lot. But Friday, Thursday, Bub goes, Dad, come here. And we go in his office, and he shuts the door, and he goes, why is Craig drinking? And I said, he's not drinking, Bub. And he said, Dad, Craig's out there drinking. I said, Bub, it's 1 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, right? So meanwhile, on top of all the craziness, Craig and Greg have been in my office bitching about each other all day long.
Exactly.
And I told Craig, I said,
My desk is just down the road. I hear
it. You hear every set. Yep. Yep. I told Craig, I said, Craig, God damn it, dude. You two stop, man. Please don't. I'm under enough stress emotionally and physically and mentally. Right. Don't stop. Right. I'm down to 150 pounds. Like, I'm not eating. I'm not sleeping. Stop.
That was like Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Chasing each other.
So by the time we get to the track, right, we get to the track, the tour bus and the rally rig and everything, it rolls out about 3. And I mean, it was 3, right? And we're supposed to be set up by 4. And we just got out under the wire, right? Because things were being finished. They were getting ready to go. And we get down to the track. Bub and I get there about 5:30, 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
I get there. I'm like, where's Craig? And everybody goes, oh, he's over there. I walk around the back of the tour bus, and Craig is sitting in this umbrella chair with Cheetos and a beer. And he's like, I'm done. That's it. I'm done for the day. I'm like, Craig, what are you doing? He goes, I'm eating my Cheetos and drinking my beer. So the rally rig's parked here, and the back of the bus is here, and he's wedged in between it like you can't see him, right? Like he's trying to hide. Like
incognito.
Yeah. So fine. I mean, and Craig's very good. We can't even get off the track, and Craig's right there saying, I need your helmet. Give me your helmet. You know, he opens the door for you. He gets you in and out of the car. He's got water in his hand. You know, he's constantly running. He's constantly going. He's able with Craig. He has so conditioned himself. Oh my God. There it is. He's got it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have it. Our producer can show you a corner of him hiding. Look very carefully behind Bubba, and you'll see Craig sitting in his chair back there. Hold on. We're going to zero in on it for you. You see him sitting there?
No, that ain't me.
That's definitely
somebody else. Come on now.
That's definitely you, Craig.
Hey.
Busted.
That's a good looking guy there, though.
Yeah.
You see Bub's face?
Oh, you're talking about Bub? Let me see Bub. Yeah, let me see Bub. Let me see his face, sir.
Somebody must have said something to him that shocked him.
Yeah. Well, Bub doesn't get too shocked, man. Look at the size of that boy. Jesus Christ, dude. His arms are 18.
No, actually, Bub looked over at me and turned his head back and just shook his head.
Just, yeah. The race and rally pit, our pit was booked, man. Oh, the fans were all over that thing, weren't they, Craig?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of nice rides out there. Everybody had a good time. You know, that's what we try to do all the time, you know. But, hey, sometimes we got to bite the bullet.
Yeah.
Just do what we got to do.
We do, Craig. We really do, man. And it was funny, too, because I was what was going on? I was out with Gio Hammerbeck in our drift car. I've never been in the drift car before on the track. Have you experienced that yet?
No, I haven't been in a drift car, you know. Hey, the Porsches are enough for me. You guys can have the car. Just give me a go-kart and I'm done.
Yeah, you want that go-kart right next door. Yeah, that's right.
Just give me a go-kart and I'm done.
Yeah.
Last thing we'll hear from him is, hold my beer. Watch this.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. But I was with Gio. Turn 10 is what I'd call the Widowmaker, man. That's the one that people stuff it into the walls, right? Turn 10 is rough, man, because as you're coming out of 9, I'm looking for that cone, okay? And I'm putting my wheel on that cone, and I'm doing it at 80 miles an hour.
Touch the cone.
Yep, touching the cone, right? And we had a vet stuff its nose in there 2 weeks ago, right? And then last week, Gio and I there was a Maserati in front of us. And this guy had, ladies and gentlemen, you got to picture this. He took like that clear shrink wrap that you use in industrial applications to bind up.
I think I have a picture of it.
Yeah. To bind. Oh, really?
I was like, what the heck's going on? It looks like he's going in for paint.
Right. So he's got this, industrial plastic that you use for shipping all over the front of his car with blue tape, right? And the Maserati emblem's all taped off, and he's really protecting the front end of this car. I guess that's the funniest part of the story. He's protecting the whole front end of this car, right?
It didn't move all night long.
It didn't move all night long, right?
Until the end of the night.
Till the last lap, right? Till you had 2 minutes to run, right?
Yeah.
So actually, you know what? He was out there. He got out there when I was on the track. Yeah, there it is. You can show that to everybody. I about took the side of his car off because he pulled out on a hot lap.
Okay.
And wasn't paying attention. So we were behind him. We were right behind him go with Gio. And Gio said, he's going to lose it. It's going to go, man. And we were coming into 10. And sure enough, there it went. $250,000.
Up in smoke,
man. They had the medical equipment out there and everything. I saw the car as we pulled out of the event around 10:30. Did Tony ever make it on the
comments over here?
It's okay. Go ahead. Did Tony ever make it on the bus to get his beer?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. He
okay.
Did.
Thank you for doing that. For
after me. He drove.
Yeah.
After he drove. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, where's my beer? I'm outie.
Yeah. How's that? Let me see what you got over here. Good morning, Lewin Hayden out there. Hello from Ozark, Missouri. Hey, Lewin. How you doing, buddy? We're out without Bub today. It was his birthday yesterday. They partied up until 4 o'clock this morning.
Loose.
The monkey was loose. So this is one of our producers right here, Casey. And this is my personal assistant, Craig. And it's nice to have them in here with us. So.
Hi, Craig.
Lewin saying, Bubba's sleeping in. Yes, he's definitely sleeping in. He was actually here, and then we started having some technical difficulties in the studio. He threw his hands up and said, I'm done, and he walked out. So there's the story of it. I mean, not a bad thing. He just needed a break, right?
He needed a break.
He needed a break, didn't he, Craig?
Yep.
Right?
Did we mention this?
Yes, I did. We talked about that. Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah. So tell people about this, man. Tell them about this sale that we've got going on. And let's talk a little bit, too, about what you're
doing. I don't remember whose idea that was. I think that was yours.
Yeah, it was mine when we were running around Thursday morning.
Yeah, so if you bring the Grassroots Motorsports booklet into our BEM facility, there's a sticker on the bottom of it.
I'll be right back. You guys
come on, man.
Run the show. Talk.
Oh, crap. I'm terrible at this.
Hey, come on. Wing it.
I'm behind
wing
the
it.
Scenes. you bring this book in to get 10% off any service, only at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I don't know what else.
Hey, just bring the book.
Bring the book and you get 10%
stop on buying.
Off any service.
We'll take care of you.
Brakes, upgrades, paint, whatever.
Whatever you need.
We do it all. It's all a... Everything's in one facility. Where'd Tom go?
I think he had to go to the bathroom.
You know he can hear us outside, right?
It's all good.
The monkey was too loose. That's how fast he had to go. He didn't make it out.
People, the monkey was loose last night, but seriously, grab this book. Come in.
Great information.
We'll take care of it. There's a lot of information in here. Honestly, I haven't even looked at the book, but I believe everybody's saying there's something in there that's worth looking at.
I was just trying to look over it. He's talking about it. Stream left 19 minutes. Wow.
19 minutes left.
Halfway there.
Man, that's just way too long.
Well, I don't even know what to talk about. Yeah. I sit at my desk and do nothing. Better not leave me, Craig.
Hey, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about Bella. But no, I can't do that. All right, hey, Tom's back. He's back. Hey, where you been, Tom?
For real. I want everybody to see
we thought you went to the bathroom because the monkey was loose.
Monkey's loose all the time.
That's what the monkey does. So, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things we've come up with are these new comp cards. You kind of saw them on the screen behind me, but they're nice little 4x6 comp cards. They're high gloss. They look
thanks to Walgreens.
Yes, thanks to Walgreens, man. They look really, really good. And we'll have these out there tomorrow with us at the Cars and Coffee event. We'll be autographing these. And it's great because the way Casey did it, you've got one from the Palm event, one with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
This one was Matt's.
This one was
credit,
Matt's, yes.
Credit due to Matt.
Matt, credit goes to Matt, of course. Matt does a very, very good job, man. There goes your phone.
Uh-oh.
Hey, what is this on the bottom of that Matt did here? That's pretty cool what he did.
What?
Right here.
The website?
Oh,
the QR code?
Yes.
So, yeah, if you have a QR reader on your phone.
Mm-hmm. What is a QR reader? Tell everybody in the audience what a QR is.
It just scans the barcode. Okay. That's a QR barcode.
Okay.
And it just...
So, if you go there and hit it...
And it brings you straight up to... Oh, that's awkward. That's an ad.
And it brings you up to. So we have the way Matt's got this set up. It's got a QR code. It takes you right up to the YouTube channel or
Facebook. Scan this one, takes you to Facebook. You scan this one, takes you to Blog Talk.
That's really brilliant, man. Are you going to do that on all of the cards? That's really brilliant, man. I like the way Matt did that. He's good too, man. He's very good at what he does, man.
I like what he did with the logo over here.
That's really hot, man. Yeah, he did a great job, man. He does good work, man. He'll be back. Don't worry about it. He's just taking a break, taking some time off. Everybody needs it. This one of the other ones. There's the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 991. That car is like an animal out there on the track. And we'll be autographing these tomorrow at the Cars and Coffee event. Lots to do today, right, Craig? Get ready.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Throdini?
I remember Throdini very well.
Thursday at Jumbie Bay?
Yes.
Do you guys ever sign those cards and hand them out?
No. That evening.
Like, I went on the bus Thursday to go see what we had left of the comp cards, and we still had an unopened package of all those pictures.
Yeah, I saw them, man. That is not an evening I want to remember. That was a professionally, it was a very good evening. It was a huge hit, man. That was a huge hit.
Yeah. Throdini's, he's amazing.
We packed the streets that night, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, dang, we're blessed, man.
Oh, yeah.
We do some good stuff, don't we, Craig?
We do some good stuff, but we also work hard at it, you know?
We do. We really, really do. Take us through, Craig, what it's going to take to get down tomorrow, get us ready for tomorrow.
Well, there's, I mean, I got to do everything in probably about 3 hours, which normally takes one person 8 hours to do. You know, it's rough, but, you know, hey.
Craig, you work like an animal.
All right, don't tell nobody that, right? My reputation.
You do. You work like an animal, man.
His reputation is walking across the lot with a cold one.
Yeah, exactly.
So, which we got on the live stream.
Oh, do we? That's hilarious, dude.
You guys are talking in front of the rally car. I'm back there with the iPad, and every once in a while, we see him walking across the lot, walking across the lot.
I told you, man. I can tell you stories of horror being on the road with him, literally. And he'll always give you an excuse for it. I'm like, Craig, you're representing us. And he goes, yeah, with a beer in my hand. I'm like, no, Craig. No.
No, come on now, Tom.
No. We're not doing that.
Hey, I get a little bit out of hand, but hey, you know, sticking with these guys for many years. It's rough working with them, but hey, they're really good people. You know, this job has its ups and downs. We all have our ups and downs, but hey, we've managed to get through it all.
Yeah, that's what a family does, man. They stick tight and they hang in there together, and you know, they don't leave each other's side, man. That's just the way you do business.
Well, I tried, but it didn't work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, like I say, all roads eventually lead home. Somehow they get back home, babe. You know, and there's a lot of lonely times in between it, but they get back. And so today, Craig, you guys, I know you've just finished taking care of my Porsche. I drove that last night, man.
Yeah, and in the rain.
It's never been in the rain. Not as long as I've owned
it. Like your
bike. Yeah, I don't let my things get wet, man. No. I don't. I mean, Craig takes very good care of my stuff, but I don't drive them in the rain. I got
lucky yesterday, man.
Did you?
So I came home from work, and I opened a beer, started washing my car. 30 minutes in, I take an hour to wash my car, clean everything. I clean the inside of the wheel well and everything. But yeah, so I'm cleaning my car. About halfway through, I'm starting to dry it, and I look up, and there's big thunderstorm.
Oh, man.
It didn't even hit. It went around my house. I was like, woo!
Wow, you're lucky. And that's the way it is in South Florida. You can have rain one place and not rain.
2 exits up, it was pouring.
Yep. I got caught, actually. I was trying to get my head clear. I want to say, Craig, it'll be 2 weeks. No, was it 2 weeks? No, maybe a week ago. God, time's just so distorted this last month. I was coming back from the beach. I wanted to ride the bike down along the beach. I jumped on the Harley and went out. I stopped to take a phone call, and I started riding back, and the sky started opening up. And so I found a BB&T and got under the overhang and waited till the rain passed. Man, it was an ugly storm. This is our rainy time, though. This is South Florida rainy time.
You know, summertime, 3 p.m. showers.
Yes, right. You
know, and usually it showers right before I got to go get ready to go home.
That's you know? Yeah.
It's like every day, Mother Nature at 4 o'clock, she says, I'm gonna screw Craig today. Yeah. I'll get him wet.
I'm going to get him wet, man.
Yeah. So, but hey, that's part of living in paradise.
It is. It really is. You know, and I'd rather do that than some people like winter. I don't like winter. You know?
All right. You know, I'm a handful. Okay. Now, I'm going to say a quote. Okay. Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost.
That's right.
You know, I take the different road than everybody else, but I'm not lost.
Well, doesn't that speak to all of the personalities here?
Oh yeah.
That's why we are where we are, because it's such a creative, non-conforming group of people, man. You know, and we don't have a lot of rules here. We don't put rules in place because I don't want to squash that creativity that just oozes here from the seams.
Yeah.
You know, the creativity.
I think one rule should be, if you're working outside, don't wear jeans. They killed me. I wore jeans. I was dead, man. Standing on top of that bus trying to get the satellite TV running. I came back inside. I felt like I went in the pool.
What was wrong? Because Mom hooked it up. I mean,
I have no
almost
idea
a month ago.
I have no idea. I unplugged everything, plugged it back in, rewired it, and it worked. So maybe something was connected wrong.
What channels do we have?
I don't know.
No?
I was watching Shark.
Yeah, Shark Week. That's right.
I was watching Jaws 2 last night.
I saw the track. It's funny because I was on the bus some of the time at the event when we were racing under the lights Thursday, and they had Jaws 3 on. Man, I've never seen it before. And
that's me.
Come on. That's an oldie but goodie.
You guys had some weird How It's Made TV show on. I was like, you know what? I'm going to flip through. I found a Jaws. It was all day wrong. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4 going on. I was like, all right.
I'd never seen Flea, man. It was terrible.
With the Mustang, I was inside watching Jaws.
Yeah, it was terrible. I was in and out of the cars the whole time. I couldn't get enough drive time this week. I don't know why. I really, really wanted to be out on the track. It was just a good, good time, man.
Next time we go out there and they do a parade lap, we need to bring that bus out.
They said they wanted us to take the bus out there for the parade lap. Yes, yes. And for those of you who don't know, ladies and gentlemen, a parade lap is where you just drive. Everybody there just takes their vehicle, goes out on the track and drives very slowly around the track. And people, the photographers get pictures and stuff like that, you know, like that.
Exactly, exactly. It's, unless you've been there, you know what it is. But if you don't, you got to go there and look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's outrageous.
Go to Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com and click on, what tab would they click on, Casey? They'd click
What's
on.
Up? What are we talking about?
If they want to see our race schedule.
Oh, so you go to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website. It should be the orange tab to the right, and it should say racing. You click on that. You can scroll down, and you have our racing schedule. You scroll down some more. You have a gallery of some pictures of the cars. Scroll down again. You got our BEM team, who's doing what. You scroll down again, and you have that YouTube video that Matt made at the track.
Man. Yeah, it's a very good video, man. That was a great video. That video's gotten a lot of views, man. But you're actually in the seat with Gio. He's got you in the seat with Gio while he's hovering overhead and following the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 911S Carrera. It's a pretty, pretty impressive video. You guys have to go see it, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. The other thing is, too, on the website, you have the merchandising set up.
Still working on getting that back up and running.
We are
technical difficulties everywhere.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of growth going on, man, and you have to – I mean, you know, I, as a business owner and the owner of the business with Bob, look at that, you know, and not everything can function 100% right out of the gate, man. And
Speaking of which, I got to get back to working on that Monday.
Really?
I didn't finish it yesterday now.
Well, it was something with the PayPal account, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's just going to take me too long.
You're going to dump it and start a new one?
That's what PayPal told me to do.
Okay.
They said it's just so screwed up.
What was screwed up about it, man?
That's a lot of personal information that I'd rather not give over the air, so I can touch base with you on Monday about it.
Really? Okay. A mess, huh?
All right, people. You know what? This is new to me. This is actually like the second time I've ever sit in. So
I'm bailing.
You gonna bail?
I'm gonna bail. You guys have fun. And hey, hey, check it out. Go to BEM. Check it everything out. Miss Outlaw, you got to stop by there.
Yeah, that's a great place, Craig. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Peace out. I'm outie.
All right, Craig. Is the Porsche ready? Because I'm going to get ready to go. Once we clear the air, I'm going to put up a couple shows. And
good to go.
I'm going to get out of here, man. How'd they do? Is it good?
I'm outie.
Look good?
Outie.
Here goes Craig. So PayPal was a wreck, huh?
Terrible.
Really? What caused all the problems?
Just the way it was set up, I guess. I every time I try to call them to get service, because the name on the account was the business name. Bubba's East Coast Rods and Customs, the old name, because my name was not Bubba's East Coast Rods and Customs, they couldn't do anything. So, like, let's say I would call in and I'd have to say, yes, my name is Bubba's East Coast Rods and Customs.
I got it.
And they're like, that can't be. So they can't even do service on the account because the name on the account's invalid.
So there was money in the account too. Did you get that out of there?
No, I got to work on that Monday.
Okay. I didn't know it was even in there.
It's off from Blog Talk too.
Is it really?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll take it, man. I mean, our ratings are number one, man. It's you know, we're the best of the best. We're the number one internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, man. So can't be a bad thing, right? Can't be a bad thing. So yeah, so we've done pretty good without Bub today. It's been a long hour, but we've done all right, Casey. And I'm glad you sat in so that you could kind of experience, you know.
What, yeah, to be honest with you, I was planning on setting it up and dipping.
Were you really? It didn't work out that way, did it?
Nope.
But, you know, with all the computer problems and everything, I'm glad you didn't, man. I'm glad you didn't. And I think
this whole time it was just this one button that was mute.
That one was causing it?
Yeah, the whole time.
What is that button for on the board?
It just mutes it. Yeah. It mutes the input from the computer to hear. So that's why you couldn't hear anything. It's like, let's say I hit this. You
can't hear. Mm-hmm.
I hit this, you can't hear you anymore.
Good old board, man. That's why I don't want to be anywhere near it. I'm probably the one that hit it, right? Is that possible?
I don't know. I don't even remember how I had it set up.
You had all the volumes down, and all of the channels muted. because I looked at it this morning. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. I'm going to have to panic and try to figure out how to set the mic level.
You call me so early, man. Every Saturday.
Yeah, I was in
a state of panic. I almost didn't even answer it.
I was in a state of panic, man.
I was sleeping and I thought it was like ringing in my dream. And I was like, I'm so much on.
Well, I take the show very seriously, man. I take the show very, very, very seriously because a lot of people depend on us to be there. You know, you don't know what kind of night they've had and they just need to hear a voice. You know, a voice of reassurance come through the air.
See what Mike Jackson put up?
What did he say? Oops. Read it to us.
Bubba's Exotic Karting for the win.
Bubba's Exotic what?
Karting for the win.
Really?
I think that was for...
It's pretty good, man. I can't even read, man. How about that? I'm blind, bro. I'm blind. I'm really bad.
Trust me. I go to work on your computer and everything's like jumbo stuff. Like,
it has to be so I can see.
Yeah. I'm going to step back like 40 feet to see it.
Yeah. You see how many screens I've got going in there? I'm just because I'm banging and banging all day long, man, and it never ends. And that costs, it does. It costs you your vision to work like that, man, to work that hard. And you're sitting and you're staring, and I don't like to sit. I'm not a sitter. I'm not comfortable.
I got to get up and walk every once in a while.
Yeah, I do too. Often I stand. Well, Sundays when I put the shows up and everything on Sunday morning, I stand. I stand the whole time. I worked last Sunday, didn't leave the house. I average about 15,000 steps a day because I'm very active. And for my age, the average is 11,000 steps a day. So I'm above the average, well above the average.
See, here's the problem. You are not average.
Correct, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. So last week.
That could have went both ways.
It could have gone both ways. Could have gone both ways. Yep, sure could have. Last week, I literally didn't do 25. Last Sunday, I didn't do 2,500 steps. And that included me going and getting something to eat and going sitting at the beach to eat. I sat down by myself at the beach. I sat in the lifeguard stand and ate. I did. Swear to God, I did.
Did they boot you?
No. There wasn't anybody there. I mean, the beaches were packed, but the lifeguard wasn't there.
So you were the lifeguard.
So I just got a whistle and started whistling at people, saying, "You get out of the water, shark!" Right? I started filling them with fear, you know. And
I know I did this habit.
Yeah, it's got an event log in it. It's got everything in it. That is a great, great, great book. It's called The Trackside Companion by Grassroots Motorsports.
I've never really looked through it.
Yep, suspension. It gives you everything. How to set the car up.
Trusses, oversteer.
It's yep.
Tire pressure.
It's crazy, isn't it? Crazy.
Etiquette, tips. Yep. You got the flags in there.
It sure does, man. It sure does. That one guy kept getting black flagged. And,
I saw
did
that.
Did you see that, man?
Good night. I feel like every picture, it's like there's a black flag in the background.
And they kept nailing him. He kept coming around the corner, or he'd come down that front stretch, and he didn't get the hint that he was being black flagged. It was time for him to get off the track. And I don't know what he was doing, but they got him. They
I'm surprised you didn't get black flag.
Yeah, well, he came in and said something to me. The boss. He was kind about it, though, man. He did. I mean, he was very, very kind about it. He was cool, right? He was cordial, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he was cordial about it. I just was passing people at an extremely high rate of speed.
You can't pass out there.
You can't.
Not unless they give you the go.
Yeah, they call it point to pass, and they'll put their hand out the window and point, like, you know, which direction they want you to pass on. So. And it didn't matter. I mean, when I was driving Bob's Porsche, the Carrera S, I was hunting everything down, man. Everything down. And then he said the Mustang outperforms both of them, man, which is hard to believe.
He took the Mustang out group A, was it?
Group one.
Novice and going too slow
too
for
slow
it.
Too slow for it, yeah. There are three groups out there. Group one.
Which groups did he take it out on? I know he took it out on one and two. Did he take it out on three, four?
I don't know if he took it out on three. I don't know. I didn't see that. I know that as soon as it came in, after he did a few hops with it, he drove it. And I was waiting to hear what his opinion on the car was. I really wanted to hear what he had to say about it. So I'll talk to him. I'll call Tony today and see what he thought. But very, very, it was a great day of racing, wasn't it, man? Right?
It was fun.
Fun day of racing. Now tomorrow we get to go down and be with the public at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall from 9 to 12 or 8 to 12. It is the Christmas in July, so they're adding an extra hour this week. So bring a toy, an unwrapped toy for children, and drop it off and come see us. We'll be out there at the exotic car section, man. It'll be a lot of fun.
We should bring a little car to us.
Yeah.
To give.
Exactly. We should bring something, shouldn't we? I'll go out and do it today. I'll pick something up. How's that for the kids? All right? It's not just enough to be there. Let's participate as well.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? All right. Thank you, Casey, for coming in today and helping me, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for what you do, man.
Seconds.
Appreciate it.
What is
the voice from above, the studio operator. So, big thanks to Craig. Bub, we hope you're feeling better up there. Miss Outlaw Boutique, man. Everybody get over there to Miss Outlaw Boutique. That's msoutlawboutique.com, 561-660-6695. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm tired. It's been a long couple weeks for me.
Go back to bed.
Yeah, it's been a long couple weeks for me. So we're going to...
Actually, I got to go geocaching.
Do you? Yeah.
I've gotten addicted.
Yeah.
Go out in the woods and find little containers.
Yeah. Okay. Good, man. Good. So we're going to jump out of here. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique for the finest boutique apparel in the world. See what the girls have got going. 561-660-6695. Tony Rienzi, TonyRienzi.com. Exotic car guru and salesman of the stars. He was with us last night as well. He was out there with us last night as well, Casey. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record.
That's it. We're out of time. That does it for this edition of Doing It Bubba Style. If you want to see the very latest Bubba and Tom have going on, visit their website at BubbasCustomCars.com. That's BubbasCustomCars.com, where you will be linked to all of their social media as well. If you'd like to talk to Bubba and Tom live during the show, call in every Saturday morning at 714-242-5166 between 9 and 9:30 a.m. That's 714-242-5166. Make sure you sit out every day to touch somebody's life in a positive manner. And until next time, keep on doing it. Bubba style.
I'm live during the show. Call in every Saturday morning at 714-242-5166.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow, and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.